Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to FAA's Managing Safety. I'm Amy Loboda. I am here at the 2010 Sun and Fun Fly-In with Jeffrey Robert Moss, Mossy. He's a Master CFI and 2010 National CFI of the Year. This is no simple Master CFI, though. Mossy has an ATP for airplane single and multi-engine land. He's an FAA Gold Seal certificated flight instructor, a ground instructor. He's an FAA safety lead team representative, as well as something very unique. He's found a niche as a single pilot jet instructor and mentor pilot for the Embraer Phenom 100 and 300, the Cessna Citation Mustang and CJ series, the Hawker Beechcraft Premier, and the Eclipse 500. He also does single pilot IFR Cirrus standardization programs or Cessna Corvallis. And Mossy, your pet thing is the technically advanced cockpit. That's really what started your niche? Tell me.
It really is, Amy. Thanks for having me. I love teaching flying, and I think what really got me into the technically advanced aircraft was really my background. When I was 19, I went to Arizona State University, and a friend of mine knew that growing up in Miami, Florida, I wanted to be a Pan Am 747 pilot, and I had a big a 747 cockpit poster behind my bed in college, along with everything else a typical college student would have. And a friend of mine, my roommate in college, was a private pilot. He got his private at the age of 17, and he already had a twin. He had a little business on the side in college, and he had a twin. But a friend of mine saw this poster, knew we were both aviation enthusiasts, he being a pilot, me just being a college kid. And they read a magazine article that saw that an airline that flew the Boeing 747-400 offered on weekends a pilot for a day program. So at the age of 19, with having never taken a flight lesson before in my life, off I went to fly a Boeing 747-400 full flight simulator. And needless to say, being a total video game kid growing up, I thought it was the business. And I got done of that 3.5 hours in the simulator, and I turned to this training captain and I said to him, "Well, obviously, I really enjoyed this." I said, "What would it take for me to get my license in this?" And he says, "Well, actually, Mossy, let me tell you, you really can't get your license in a Boeing 747. Well, actually, I'm a standards captain. You know, you really could, but nobody in this building will sign you off for it." And I said to him, "So what? I have to go learn in one of those SEPAs, right?" He goes, "SEPA?" I go, "Isn't that one of those little light planes I see in the air?" He goes, "It's called a Cessna. And yes, you have to kind of go that way." So, to make the long story short and talk about technically advanced airplanes, I years later went and did my private, after this time having 250 hours of Boeing 747-400 simulator time. And I started flying 747 simulators, not only here in the United States, but at Lufthansa in Germany and Cathay Pacific in Hong Kong. And it became my really great hobby. I think my parents really thought that I had joined the CIA, because one weekend I was in Sydney, Australia, and the next weekend I was in London. And people would say, "What'd you do over the weekend?" I went here to fly a technically advanced airplane. So what had really happened for me in terms of flight instructing was Cirrus came out with the Avinine Flight Max Integra Flight Deck, which was really the first really integrated glass cockpit airplane. And I remember being at an AOPA convention in Long Beach, and there was a company back in the day called Avrotech, and I saw that they had this booth, and there it was, glass cockpits coming to general aviation. Remember, I was flying glass cockpit first when I was 19, and then the 777 came out in 1995, started flying the Boeing 777. So for me, it was what my foundation flying was. I was just very comfortable with a primary flight display and a nice big moving map. I always knew where I was and my engine display. And when I saw that glass cockpits were going to come to general aviation, that was a big epiphany for me because I said, well, that's it. I am going to get my flight instructor license and I'm going to teach people to fly glass cockpits because I know glass cockpits. And needless to say, I joined the Cirrus Standardized Instructor Program, which I started in 2003. I started teaching on the Cirrus Pilot Proficiency Program, which is put on by COPA, the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association. And I so loved it that when the then Lance Air Certified Company came out with the Columbia 350 and the Columbia 400, I went up to their booth and said, hey, how do I teach for you guys? You guys have a glass cockpit plane too. And they at first were like, well, we got enough instructors. And I just was persistent and stayed on them. And I went up to Bend, Oregon and checked out as one of their factory trained instructors. And I started teaching on technically advanced aircraft. And I think what had really happened with me is I made a name for myself very early because I brought something to the cockpit that a lot of instructors did not have, which was a background on how to incorporate airline procedures into your GA flying. And I'd really just started that out with acting as a safety pilot for friends in IFR. And friends had basically said to me, wow, you're so much better, Mossy, than going up with my double eye. I learned three things today that I didn't even know. And they were the ones who really encouraged me to get my flight instructor certificate. And so my real background really started with TA. In fact, somebody came up to me yesterday and they said, hey, Mossy, great to see you. Congratulations on National CFI of the Year. So now that you teach on all these jets, are you still going to hang on to your general aviation roots? You know, which I mean, people who own and operate their own jet are still general aviation aviators. But I think people always look at them as they stepped away from the little piston airplanes. And I said, no, I said, I will always hang on to my piston roots. And that is, I will always teach on the Cirrus. And I will always teach on now the Cessna Corvallis and Corvallis TT, because those are two airplanes that are really near and dear to my heart. And the truth is, they were the ones that really got me fired up about teaching and teaching flying.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with Jeffrey Robert Moss, Mossy, 2010 CFI of the Year.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lobota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back. This is Amy Lobota, your host of FAA's Managing Safety. I'm here at Sun and Fun 2010 with Jeffrey Robert Moss, Master CFI, Mossy, as he likes to be called with a capital Y. He is the 2010 National CFI of the Year. And I want to talk to you a little bit. How does one become the National CFI of the Year?
To be put into the pool to be the National CFI of the Year is put on by a program called the General Aviation Awards Program. And the that program consists of manufacturer sponsors, the FAA, the NTSB, NAFI, SAFE, and all those organizations come together. They form a committee, and then you go through an application process. They elect regional CFIs of the Year for each FAA region. And then it goes to a final committee vote, and then eventually they have a person for each year that they elect to be the National CFI of the Year. So I'm very gracious to receive the 2010 award.
Well, but yours is a special situation. You had an awful lot of people write in about you.
I think what had really happened is my dream, you know, as a flight instructor and giving back to aviation, which I love doing and talking about, but I always wanted to teach on single pilot jets. I think 1999, I took a ride with a friend who has had back then a Citation 525, a straight CJ, as we like to call it in the Citation community, and he now flies a CJ3. But I remember having this big Boeing background and having, you know, my big passion was sitting in the jump seat on a real 747-400 or a 777 and watching these guys fly around. And then all of a sudden, I was now exposed to flying a jet single pilot. And I jumped in the right seat, no type rating, and here's my friend Randy in the left, and off we went from this little air park in Phoenix, Stellar Air Park, up to Sacramento to drop off his plane at the Cessna Citation Service Center. And I was mesmerized. I was like, wow, this is so cool. Somebody can get in and fly a jet single pilot. And Amy, I made that a goal. I said right then and there, when I start teaching flying someday, that will be a goal of mine. I always envisioned being married with kids and my kids saying, hey, where's your dad? He's teaching somebody how to fly a jet. And I thought that would just always be such a cool thing to say, wow, your dad teaches people to fly jets. And it's that whole Top Gun Maverick kind of thing, you know, with the instructors. And I just love that. And so when the Eclipse 500 was announced to come out, I drank the Eclipse 500 Kool-Aid, and every show that I could find the Eclipse booth at, I was there. And when Cessna announced the Cessna Citation Mustang, I was at that breakfast. I was sitting front row, and many of the Cessna executives that were there at the time, Phil Michelle, and I was about as big a fan of the Citation Mustang when it came in. I just loved and made it a goal of mine to do that. And when I started teaching on these airplanes, I think an interesting, something that really was interesting that the big manufacturers really hadn't addressed was many of the pilots that were moving into these airplanes were simply just GA pilots. And I think the training programs that were set up expected these pilots to come in as certificated airline transport pilots with years and years of jet time. Well, that's not what happened, Amy. They were people out of Cirruses, they were people out of Cessna Corvalluses, they were out of Twins, they were out of 310s, they were out of 421s. And these people just simply needed good instruction. Flying a jet, you know, it's a little secret we don't want people to know. But the secret is, you know, flying jets is easier to fly than props. Yes, there's a learning curve. But once you're over that learning curve, flying jets is way easier to fly than props. And it's so much easier to stay ahead of the airplane. And so I just simply came in and offered these people really good hands-on instruction. And I have a crazy instructing style. Often, as you know, learning to fly or learning a new type of flying is stressful. Nobody likes when somebody's in the right seat, you know, barking at them or giving them instruction. And my style is really not only the passion, but I do some crazy antics in the cockpit. I constantly use different accents and voices. I take the radio from my students. I get them off the radio. So the last thing they have to do is listen to ATC. And I use a demonstration style where we pre-brief it. Mm-hmm. We go into the air and I say, okay, Amy. So remember in ground school, we talked about A, B, C, and D, and you go, yes. And I go, great, I have control. You would say, oh, you have control. I say, I have control. And I say, I'm going to demonstrate A, B, C, and D. And I not only demonstrate it, I talk the entire maneuver out. So I say, Amy, here we go. Ready? Here's A, there's B. Now here's how you do C. And don't forget when we finish the maneuver, where's D? A, B, C, and D, task complete. And then I turn to you and go, okay, Amy, what did you think? And you go, okay, Mossy, I think I kind of got it. It was A, B, C, and F. No. A, B, C, and D. And then I say, all right, do you think you understand it? Yes, great. You have control. Let me see you do it. And now I always thought my special sauce really was as people start to do the maneuver, I'm talking them through it. I'm that annoying voice in your head who's just lightly in the headset going, there you go, Amy, that's it. A, now I want to hold it up right there. There's your B. As you roll out of the steep turn, there's C. Don't forget to, and that style I think people really liked because it really is, you're not teaching, you're training. You're actually a trainer. And that was really, that style came from all those 747 airline training captains that were so calm and patient with me in the simulator. Oh, that's it, Morsi, there you go. Get down, flap 25. Landing checklist to flap, just hold the attitude, 3 degrees right there. Oh, you're just falling into the slot, plane's looking nice and stable. Nobody ever yelled at me. Nobody ever hit me. Nobody ever screamed at me. They were all very patient with a kid who wasn't even an airline transport pilot. I simply had a private pilot's license, not even an instrument rating, but there I was flying a 747 simulator. And that's really where my style came from. And as I was able to help all those people with my style get through their single pilot jet type ratings, which as a lot of people know in flying, is one of the hardest things to accomplish as an aviator. I think that's really where I made a name for myself, and thus the letters came in, or poured in as you want to say, and thus I was awarded the title.
That's exciting. It's a very good style. I too have been known to be the good voice on my students' shoulder, reminding them of what it was they're supposed to do in a certain stressful moment. And you hope that under stress, they hear your voice again, right?
Right. And I think, you know, also in instructing, it takes a great deal of patience. And I like to look at it as you're really doing human programming. In the end, as much as I love to say, well, I'm a teacher of flight, and it's really human programming. It's everybody has a different persona and a different personality. Everybody learns different. And you have to sit in the right seat and get a feel for how they learn. and that I, as all my friends know, I love to talk. But sometimes I think as an instructor, you have to learn when to shut up and when to just let them do the maneuver, see how they did it, and then offer the guidance. But some people need to be coached all the way through it. And I think my students always get nervous because they turn to me and go, "You're awfully quiet over there." And I go, "Yeah, maybe it's because you're doing the maneuver very well." And I go, "You always know when you're five and mossy how things are going, because if I get quieter and quieter, things are going better and better." And then obviously you always wrap up the lesson with a really good debriefing. And I think, and that's the secret. I think for me, Amy, I always want my students, no matter who they are, to go home in the car thinking, "You know, that guy talks a lot, but I really enjoyed learning today." And yesterday I was at the SAFE booth. I'm very active in the Society of Aviation Flight Educators. And I was sitting in this chair, and one by one, and I think it's an interesting title, National CFI of the Year, where I think most instructors just teach in a local area. I'm a Cirrus, and I think all the airplanes I've ever taught on, I was always a national instructor. I always flew around the country, and people paid for me to come to their neck of the woods. So yesterday, I'm at the SAFE booth, and people from all over were coming over to the booth to go, "Hey, there's Mossy!" And people would say to me, "Oh, who's that guy?" I go, "Oh, that's my friend Mark. He's got a Citation Mustang." "Oh, and who was it? And where's he live?" "He lives in Pittsburgh." "And who's that?" "Oh, that's my friend Steve. He's got a Phenom 100. He lives in Fort Myers, Florida." "And who's that?" "Oh, that's my friend Mike. He's got a CJ3. Lives in C." And one of the other instructors said to me, "How do you know all these guys from all over the country?" I go, "I trained nationally. I went all over." And I said, now, interestingly enough, in the past couple of years, I make people come to me, but I'm still once or twice a year, I like to go out and train with people, but I love it. And as you can tell, I'm very passionate about it, and I'm very blessed to have done it, and I love teaching pilots. I really do.
Well, Mossy, that's good to know that there are some flight instructors out there who really understand the business of it. And like you said, you found your niche in the technically advanced aircraft. Where can people find you if they have a technically advanced aircraft and they're looking for somebody who likes to talk a lot to fly with?
The best place you can find me is a website called flyinglikethepros.com. That's flyinglikethepros.com. And from there you can learn all about me.
Terrific. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us here today at FAA Safety Production Studios in Lakeland, Florida, and have a great Sun and Fun show.
Thanks, Amy. Thank you for having me.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.